peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a beautiful hymn. Here in these last days, as we await the coming of our Lord, we're reading end times. We're studying what's going to happen when the Lord comes again. Just this afternoon, I'm preparing for this coming Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year. It's going to be a Good Friday sermon. End times. It's finished. It's what we're preparing for. It's what our hope is. It's what our joy is for when the Lord comes again. This is not a time to be afraid. This is a joy. I hope you noticed when I first walked in here to begin the worship service, I came up here and I said a little prayer. And I say the same prayer I always say. I say, come, Lord Jesus, be with us as we worship you and await your coming again. It's a good thing. And it's not something to be afraid of. In our gospel tonight, Jesus said, this will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. What's he saying here? He is saying both now in this life and right now, he is giving each of us the words to speak about the kingdom of God. And what do we have to tell him? What have we got? What words has Jesus given us to say? He says it will be your opportunity to bear witness. Now, you will have those words in your mouth. So, I should be able to point to you, I should be able to point at you and say, what's your hope? What's your joy? That my sins are forgiven. That when I die and the Lord comes again, I'll live forever in heaven. It's not something you memorize. It's something that you hold dear to you. It's in your heart and in your mind. It's in all of you. It should permeate all throughout your soul. That's what I'm here for, as a pastor of this church, to tell you, like I just did, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. It's not my forgiveness. God has forgiven you your sins. Because of what Jesus did. You have that hope. And he gives you these words to say. You know, you've heard me, I say a couple of things over and over again. But one of the things I say over and over again is that being a pastor really isn't that difficult. But it is tough. But being a pastor, like up here, it's not hard. I don't have to make anything up. I just have to tell you what God's word says. That's all. And here tonight, he says, this will be your opportunity to bear witness. So he said, settle it, therefore, in your minds, not to meditate beforehand, how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom. Don't sweat it, he says. I'm going to prepare you. And you will have the words to say. Because, you know, there are places in this world that right now, they come up to your neck with a knife and say, you praise Allah, convert to Islam, or die. words to say. And even in the face of that certain death, you're going to die. You go to those places and you get confronted by ISIS or the terrorists or radical Islam. You get confronted by these guys, these crazy people. They'll hold a knife to your throat and say, convert or die. That several, maybe it was last year, they had that news story about that long line of men in orange jumpsuits that ISIS guys took them out on the beach. They lined them up and they told them to renounce Jesus and convert to Islam or die. And they started beheading them. One of them was a Coptic Christian. He was a Christian. He believed in Jesus Christ. He was from Egypt. His father was interviewed, and he said, the father said, I watched the video of that, and I saw my son mouth the words, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, just before they cut his head off. That man was delighted. He was overjoyed that his son had such faith. That's what Jesus is saying right here. Because what he says in verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. Your enemies, those who are opposed to you, those who don't get it, those who refuse to get it. There's more who refuse to get it now than have the faith. They can't understand. They won't be able to withstand it. Now, why won't they be able to withstand it? Because you've got hope. You can smile in the face of certain death and of danger. And all of this terrible, you know, he goes on about all these things that are going to happen. If you're here Sunday or next Wednesday, you're going to hear about it. Well, next Wednesday is Thanksgiving Eve, but you can hear more about what's going to happen. Wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and all kinds of things are going to happen before the Lord comes. We're going to withstand all of that. Thanks be to God, we're probably going to be 6 foot under, awaiting the Lord coming again. That'll be a good thing. So these people are enemies. They're not going to be able to withstand the smile upon your face, the joy that's within your heart. And they can't contradict it. They've got nothing to compare. They have nothing. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. Oh, give me a break. They can't contradict the word of God. There's nothing to combat it. People in Islam call us people of the book. They say we worship a book. What do they do? They do the very same thing. But they call us people of the book. Because we believe that the Bible is the word of God. But then they believe that the Quran is the word of Allah. We can stomp on our Bible, we can throw it in the trash and it gets soiled and burnt or torn apart. You can't do that with the Quran. There's nothing they can do to contradict what it is, the faith that we have within us. That's what our Lord is telling us. And then in verse 19 is the best part. By your endurance.